Okay.
I'm not a good reader to begin with. Nylon hose had not been invented, and as silk hose was almost non-existent, mended silk stockings was common. I stood in line to buy cigarettes at 10 cents per pack for the smokers in the family, which were my grandmother and my grandfather. They smoked like fiends. I don't know who else smoked. But, okay. We all saved the fats from our cooking and returned it to the butcher for cash. Oh, and another thing about the smokers is your grandpa, my dad, told me that he got caught smoking cigarettes once by his father, but his father smoked really bad, and that's what killed grandpa. One cigarette killed him because he was asphyxiated when he fell asleep in a chair, and the cigarette burned the chair. It just smothered, charred it away, and it dropped through the floor when the wood floor got charred. It just, the weight of it fell down in the basement.
You know, the sad thing is if he'd have been smoking marijuana, it wouldn't have happened because it would have gone out.
It would have?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A joint won't stay
lit. Oh, really?
Lit.
Wow. They didn't have that around that they could come by easily. But anyway, Grandpa was caught smoking, so his dad made him smoke a whole cigar, he said.
Oh.
He says, I never smoked cigars, and he made me smoke the cigar, and I got so sick, he said, I never, ever wanted to smoke again after that. So, okay, so we all saved the fats from our cooking and returned it to the butcher for cash. Sugar was rationed, as was gas and tires. We almost hated to read the evening paper as it gave the number of ships sunk and the number of casualties. Paper stars showed up with the number of men in the service. These were hung up in the windows. With a shortage of men in the workforce, women began heavy factory work. It was the patriotic thing to do. Then there was the draft. All men had a number. Numbers were put in a huge fishbowl, and when the men with the number drawn had to report for duty. If they had a disability, they were excused, and at the beginning of the war, men with families were excused, but as the war progressed and the number of casualties was so great, they too were called up, as was your grandfather.
Yep. More cannon fodder, please.
Luckily, the war ended after he had just gone in. Ken felt that his number was soon to be called, so he went down to enlist in the Navy. He took many tests and was accepted with a low grade of officer. However, his boss at AC called the Navy and protested, saying that it was important to the war effort that he remain at the AC, so he did. While we were agonizing. While we were agonizing over just where we were going, we decided that I would need more income than he would get in the Navy. So when a large house was up for sale on the next street, we bought it. There was room enough upstairs to make an apartment, which would be more income. The basement of this house was filled with coal ashes and empty food jars. As Ken was working 8 hours at AC and also working at the herb store, it was my duty to carry out bushels of ashes and jars. We papered and painted, cleared the yard, etc. in our spare time. Pat started Lincoln School. Still looking for more income, we bought a duplex with a small house at the rear on Grand Traverse Street. Again, I papered and painted. It was very interesting looking at the deed to this property. It went way back to the time that Flint was just a trading post down by the river. The U.S. government gave so many parcels of land to an Indian woman. The measurements were odd. It was so many chains from the large red oak to another oak tree. And then you better hope those oak trees lasted, right? Otherwise you don't know where your boundaries are. She did not keep this property only a few years. We then thought that it would be better to rent out our duplex. it was impossible for newcomers to find a rental home as all building of new homes was stopped, as were cars, clothing. We bought a house on the north side of Flint, Philadelphia. Bob started school. The war ended. We had not had a vacation in years, so we rented a trailer, put 2 to 5 gallons gas tanks and 2 spare tires in the rear, loaded the 2 children and brother Tom in the car. He was supposed to babysit for us if we wanted to have a night out, and headed for glorious California.
Who was supposed to babysit?
Tom, her brother Tom, my Uncle Tom.
Oh, for their children.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why would he babysit?
Well, Mom said that Grandma used to always push Tom, too, on all of them. If they were going to do something, they would, take Tom with you. Tom needs to get out. And she resented that. Well, we only reached Marshall, Michigan when we
is
had...
Is that how your siblings felt when you wanted to tag along?
They didn't let me tag along unless I was buddy-buddy with them.
Is that... You think that's why your mom didn't push the issue?
Yeah, right.
So
yep,
she...
I'm sure it was.
She felt her own animosity because of it and let... And said, you know, well, I didn't like it, so...
Yeah, I mean, why should Carolyn be forced to have to do things with her little sisters? Doug and I, we did a lot together. Maureen and I did a lot together. And then I babied Kathy.
I was an asshole, too. I didn't want to do stuff with my sister.
But you did.
Yeah, you did
a lot. I did, but
I think
after Shada came along, then you did.
Yeah. Because Shada forced you to.
Yeah. Okay, well, we only reached Marshall, Michigan when we had our first blowout. If we had been wise, we would have turned around and went back home. No one said we were wise. I can't read that. No one said we were wise.
We were wise.
We were. I think
she put were.
Yeah.
We were wise.
About 3 days later, another tire gone. Now we were riding on 2 tires that were retreads. The way to go at that time...
What does this say?
It's down here. We had used all our tire coupons.
Oh.
Okay. She says, the way to go at that time was Route 66, which you guys have all heard of Route 66.
Yeah. I've heard of Route 66, but that's...
That was the only way to get out west back then.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Yeah, there were all kinds
of
places.
Don't they have a song about that?
Yeah.
I need to listen to that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
At that time,
I mean, I'm sure I've heard it, but it's been a long time.
Due to the war, to save asphalt only, the middle of the road was surfaced, leaving the edges very rough and ragged. If I remember, we stopped at several small towns where Ken searched the used tire stations to find a usable tire. And then she wrote over here, we had used all our tire coupons. So... On our way out to the Grand Canyon, a melon-sized hole developed in one of the rear tires. Driving on very slowly to the canyon, on the way back to the trailer, which we had left at a park in Williams, Arizona, the inner tube developed a huge bubble. Well, it soon blew, no spare. Ken hitchhiked a ride into town. She actually wrote hitched, and found another retread. Needless to say, we ditched our California plans and headed home. To save wear on the tires, we drove only at night when the pavement was cool. We tried to sleep in the day. It was a long way home. Ken was now working at the plant full-time, so Philadelphia was too far away. The economy was going strong. We wanted to build. I think she meant Philadelphia Street. Because they had bought something on Philadelphia Street, maybe the lot.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to build. We bought a lot, Woodburn, for $3,000. My mother thought that the price was sinful. While making plans to build this wonderful house, we bought an old farmhouse on West Tobias, right? Isn't that west? I think it's west.